Welcome to the Emotional Balance Sheet, the go-to podcast for parents with multiple kids, especially those with twins, triplets, or more, who are navigating the maze of modern family life and personal finance. Whether you're overwhelmed by education or retirement planning, parenting dilemmas, career transitions, or trying to define your purpose and plan, we're here to guide you with empathy, encouragement, and expertise. Hosted by Paul Fenner, founder of Tama Capital, a certified financial planner and parent to four kids, including a set of triplets, our podcast is your ally in the quest for financial peace of mind, proving that money matters, but family comes first. Subscribe now and join our community of empowered parents at TamaCapital.com.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon for investment decisions. Clients of Tama may retain positions in the securities discussed in this podcast.
What does comprehensive financial planning even mean? At Tama Capital, it means a family office where lifestyle planning such as retirement, college, portfolio management, tax prep and planning, all are under one umbrella. But it goes beyond numbers. We focus as much on the emotional side of financial planning as we do on the financial side. We get you. We understand your challenges of building a family, business, or career, and a healthy life. We are devoted to wealth planning for families like yours because we are you. Learn how our family can help your family by visiting TamaCapital.com.
A few years ago, I came across this book by Dan Sullivan called The Gap and the Gain. At the time, it was somewhat life-changing and continues to hold a theory that I wrestle with today. It's a theory I discuss with the families I work with and even my own kids. Our purpose is a lot like the horizon. It's helpful to figure out your direction and to plan your journey, but you can't reach your purpose any more than you can arrive at the horizon. No matter how far you travel, the horizon will always be far off from where you currently stand. You can use your purpose to shed light on objectives that lie somewhere between you and your purpose, that horizon. But once you reach your objectives, the purpose will have changed, just as the horizon changes as you move forward, always out of reach. What I found through the book, The Gap and the Gain, is that in order to measure progress, you have to look backwards against where you started, not against where you're at today or the purpose that you've created today. Your purpose is to help you envision SMART objectives. Many of you have probably heard the acronym SMART. And it stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relative, and time-based. The more powerful your purpose is, the more powerful your objectives need to be. The basis of our happiness is in measuring properly and continue to move forward using your powerful purpose to visualize your powerful objectives. Your purpose is like a map. It helps you get to where you want to go, but you shouldn't expect the destination to look like the spot you saw on the map. It's critical to protect your purpose. One of the best practices that I've found is not to use your purpose as your measurement, because if you do, you'll be sadly disappointed. The more you measure the right way, which is by looking back, the stronger your purpose will become. Your purpose doesn't speed up. It doesn't move. That's where it's similar to the horizon. But progress does move. Achievement speeds up. And that's an exceptional feeling. Finding happiness will help you as you measure your purpose in the correct way, which is through your objectives and looking back. Visualizing making progress, and achieving will produce its own happiness in and of itself. One final point I want to bring up is how we define enough. It's something that I've always struggled with, families I work with struggle with, and it's something that I'm always thinking about. And I think that our frustration with never enough can derive from this feeling of never making progress. By having a purpose that provides direction, complemented with measurable objectives, you won't have to rely on anyone but yourself to give meaning and value to your life. As Theodore Roosevelt said, comparison is the thief of joy. But I think what I found in reading Dan Sullivan's book, The Gap and the Gain, by measuring your progress keeps you out of comparison with each other. It helps you measure in the right way, which helps define or helps you find what enough is and thus creates happiness. If you've enjoyed this conversation, could you do me a favor? Do you know anyone else who would enjoy these types of conversations where we talk about the intersections of our emotional and financial lives? Because if you do, it's actually going to help both of us. Could you share this conversation with someone? They will think you're great because you just gave them this terrific podcast and it helps me grow my audience. Or you can tell them to go to tamacapital.com. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Emotional Balance Sheet Podcast. Please visit tamacapital.com to follow the podcast and connect with certified financial planner and registered investment advisor, Paul Fenner of tamacapital.com. And please join us again next time on the Emotional Balance Sheet Podcast.